Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Free Palmer, 89.5 KVRS, presents Mushing Radio, hosted by Robert Porto. Mushing Radio is about dog-powered sports, living in the Great White North, and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Here is your host, Robert Porto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Porto, and you're listening to Mushing Radio here on KVRF. You can hear all of our broadcasts live here on the radio station and to follow up on our website, mushingradio.com. It is almost time for that crazy thing called Iditarod. We're starting our daily coverage here on Saturday night on KVRF at 6 p.m. Every night we'll be hosting our show live. Our co-host is returning this year, Alex Stein. For folks that know anything about the behind the scenes of mushing and Iditarod have probably heard the name Alex Stein. He wrote he produced and directed a documentary called Mush the Movie. It will be released actually this Friday, coming out on PBS here in Alaska, and of course for sale on DVD after that on Amazon and websites and just about everywhere on social media. But before we do all that, we're going to welcome back a guest that was on right around Thanksgiving time. Her name is Aaliyah Robinson. She's calling in from Eagle River, Alaska. She is a young lady, 17 years old, I believe, and she just recently won one of the toughest races in the lower 48, the Race to the Sky. Aaliyah, how's it going?
Good.
Nice to join us again. Thank you very much for calling in. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm, like you said, I'm from Eagle River, and I've been 17, and I've been mushing for 14 years. So.
Wow, since you were 3 years old.
Yes.
So you know your way around the dog yard then?
Yeah, I do.
So we're definitely going to get involved and talk about the Race to the Sky. I know that's a tough race down there in Montana, but before we do, tell us a little bit about what you have going on up here in Alaska. How many dogs do you have? Is it a family-run affair? I know when we had you and your brother on, you guys said that you pretty much hold down the shop. Is that the case?
Yeah, well, my parents help with feeding and stuff, but it's mainly my brother and I who do the racing. And we have 17 dogs in our kennel, and we do sprint mushing, but I have gone out and done distance, so.
Well, now with this Race to the Sky went under your belt, are you going to stay a sprint musher, or are you going to move to the big time?
I'll probably do both. I enjoy both, so.
So tell us a little bit about your dogs. What lines do you have? Do you have anybody in particular, or do you have a mismatch there?
We actually, most of our dogs, basically all our dogs, are from Jessie Royer. They all have her lines in them, or they're directly from her.
And I know that name, Jessie Royer, a lot of folks that know much about long-distance mushing have probably heard that name before. Tell us a little bit about that musher. What connection do you have with her?
We met when I was about 6 years old, and my family and I, we were living in Bethel, Alaska, and we were a host family for the K300, and she was our musher that year, and we got to know her and then just kept in touch ever since, and we're really good. She's a really good family friend, so.
So with Jessie, you guys got the opportunity to travel a pretty long distance over to France, is that right?
Yes, yeah, we.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I believe we went in 2005, and she was competing in the Le Grand Odyssey. I think it was the first race that they held, and she placed first place. And then my brother and I went, and we did the junior Le Grand Odyssey, and we got first and third.
Wow, so you were a young lady then, 12, 13 years old?
Yes.
Yeah. How difficult is it to take a dog team over and all that gear across the ocean, or did you guys borrow from somebody over in Europe?
Jessie took all her dogs, obviously, so we helped with her, and it was quite a big ordeal because we had to rent a car. They didn't have dog trucks, so we had to rent a U-Haul type car and put kennels in the back. But for my brother and I, we used someone's dogs over in France.
And you guys did just a junior race over there, right?
Yes.
So before we get into talking about you, Aaliyah, tell us a little bit about your brother. I know he was on the show when you were on right around Thanksgiving time. What is his name? What's he doing these days? Is he cheering on Sis as you rack up these wins this season? What's going on with him?
His name's Andrew Noble, and he's 14. And he's been helping me a little bit, but he's also been doing sprint mushing with our dogs. He's actually in Fairbanks right now running the junior North American, and he's doing pretty well. He got two first places so far. So.
Wow. Well, we're definitely going to have him back on again, too. You know, I think that this is the year of the junior musher. We've had on several of you guys in the last few weeks, so I'm so thankful to be able to talk to the youngsters of the sport, because you guys are the future. You guys are going to be what shapes this sport for many years to come. So with that, let's talk about the Race to the Sky. The Race to the Sky race held down in Montana right around the end of January. Tell us about it. How long is it? What was the temperature like? Before we get into the race itself, tell us a little bit about the particulars of the race.
It is a 350-mile race, and there's three checkpoints, and you go through each of the checkpoints twice, and most of the runs were 50 miles. And then the longest run we had was 75 miles. So
what was the weather like when you were down there?
It was pretty warm. When we were in the main part of down below the mountains, it was probably 30s, 40s. And then once we got to higher elevation where we raced it, there was barely any snow down in lower elevations, but up in the higher elevations, thankfully there's a decent amount of snow and the temperatures cooled down to probably, I think the coldest it got was single digits, but it mainly stayed in the 20s.
You know, a lot of people listening to this show who aren't necessarily mushers, when we talk about it being pretty warm at, 30s, late 20s, you know, that type of degrees, typically we're running around in fleece sweatshirts and relatively light clothing, but that is really warm for the dogs, isn't it?
Yes, it was pretty warm, but the dogs had been running in Montana. They were training in Montana, so they were pretty used to it. So
350 miles, and obviously you won the race, so you came in first. But mm-hmm. how was that? How was that distance? Had you ever run in a race that long before, or was it all just training runs building up to that? Or what in the world have you started to do so well? You know, that's a heck of a long race for a junior musher.
Yeah, it was my longest race. The longest race before that was the junior Iditarod at 150 miles. So it was definitely a change. But I didn't think it wasn't too bad because, like I said, the runs were about 50 miles each, and then we'd get to a checkpoint and rest for anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. So it didn't seem too bad.
Now, I don't know a lot about the Race to the Sky. I know about the Bear Grease in Minnesota and some of the other distance races down there. But in the Race to the Sky, did you guys have mandatory layovers? Like, you know, typically in Iditarod, you have a 24-hour layover and an 8-hour. Do you have anything like that in the Race to the Sky where you have to stay at a particular checkpoint for a particular amount of time?
Yeah, we had one 4-hour layover, and you could do that wherever you'd like at one of the checkpoints. And then we had a mandatory 6-hour layover that had to be taken at the last checkpoint before you finish the last section of the race.
So you are typically running junior Iditarod and sprint dogs in your everyday activities. How did you train up this group of dogs for a distance race as long as it was? You know, that's almost a third of the Iditarod. So you had to put on some miles for a race like that, not only for the dogs, but I'm sure to prepare for yourself as a musher.
Yeah, I actually was using Jessie's dogs because she was using it as a precursor to the Iditarod to determine her Iditarod team.
Right.
So we did, we both did about a lot of 50-mile runs, and then she did a 120-mile run where she went out half of the way and then I believe rested for about 4 or 5 hours and then headed back. So a lot of longer 50 to 100-mile runs to get them up and ready.
We're talking to Aaliyah Robinson, the Race to the Sky winner this year, 17-year-old young lady that lives in Eagle River, Alaska. So, Aaliyah, tell us a little bit about the trail. You talked about elevation. Was it an up-and-down type thing? Were you running in the mountains? How was that trail on that 350 miles?
It was a lot of up and down. There were a lot of hills, long hills that lasted forever. And you just went up, 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 and then down, and then up and down. So a lot of elevation change. And the trails in general, they were in really good shape. They were pretty hard packed and really nice to run on. So
let's talk about your competition. Who were you racing against? What was the field like in terms of numbers, men and women, you know, that sort of thing?
There were 9 other mushers, Jesse, and then I believe there were 3 other females, and Billy Snodgrass, who's run the Iditarod before, and Warren Palfrey, who's also ran the Iditarod, and then other local mushers who do mainly mid-distance.
So they were qualifying for an eventual Iditarod run or something like that, those guys that that hadn't ran the race before?
I believe so.
So you were up against some stiff competition. At what point did you know, wow, I've got this one, you know, I'm going to do very well, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to be in first place and the winner of this race? Or did you know that until you got, you know, a lot of times in mushing, you don't know you won until you're at the finish line and somebody tells you, hey, Aaliyah, you won the race.
Jesse and I, we traveled basically the whole way together. She finished only a couple of seconds behind me.
Wow.
And then, but the third place finisher, he came in, I believe, 2 to 3 hours after us. So there's a big separation between the first 3 mushers. But probably by the last checkpoint, Jesse and I realized that we were going to get first and second because of the distance between third place and all the other mushers.
And what was that time? Do you remember?
I believe it was about 1 to 3 hours separating us.
No, what was the time? How long did it take you to run the race?
I'm not sure, but I do know that we broke the record from last year, and we broke it by a lot because we finished around just before 10, and last year's record was after 12.
Wow, so you guys were really boogieing down the trail. Can you give us an idea of what made it all come together for you guys? Was it the dogs? Was it the training? Was it the trail? Was it the conditions? Was it just everything was in sync? What was happening out there that allowed you guys to have such a great race?
The dogs were doing really well. They did great the whole race. We both finished Jesse finished with 11 and I finished with 10, and we started out with 12, so we didn't drop too many. And the trail conditions were really, really nice. We didn't have any bad weather conditions or anything like that, so that was a really nice thing. And, probably.
So you talked about the weather. We've talked about trail conditions. We talked about your dogs. How about your gear? As a sprint musher, I'm sure you're used to running a relatively light sled, you know, a smaller sled compared to what a lot of folks are used to in terms of distance, the bigger, heavier sleds. Were you guys running some different types of gear than you're used to, or no?
Yeah, we obviously ran the bigger sleds. We both had Danlers, the distance Danler sleds. And then we had mandatory gear that we had to take with us. So it was definitely different from sprint mushing.
So let's switch gears a little bit. I'm sure right after you get back to Alaska, you're preparing for the Junior Iditarod, which was this weekend, and you did relatively well in that race as well, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So, so tell us about that. You know, of course, it was covered pretty well up here in Alaska on social media and in the newspapers and news and that sort of thing. But for folks down in the lower 48 and other parts of the country, they don't hear a lot about the Junior Iditarod. Can you tell us a little bit about that race? I know you said it was 150 miles, but maybe a little bit about the trail conditions of that race, or where do you run to from what location to what location, that sort of thing.
Okay. We started in Knik Lake, and then we ran up to Yetna Station, which is about 75 miles. And then at Yetna Station, we had a mandatory 10-hour layover. And from Yetna Station, we had another 75-mile run and finished at the Willow Community Center. So, and the trails were, they're pretty nice. On the way up, they were pretty hard packed and pretty fast, but then on our way back to Willow, they got pretty soft, and the dogs, I had a couple dogs that got some sore wrists on the way back because of the punchy, soft trail. But.
And it was relatively warm last weekend too, right?
Yeah, it was pretty warm. It was in the 20s. It stayed around the 20s all weekend.
So top five finish, definitely not not bad by any stretch of the imagination, but you were running against somebody that has been pretty much cleaning house in the junior ranks the last couple of years. He didn't win that Junior Iditarod, but he has a very famous name, Conway Seavey. Are you friends with him at all?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've raced against him before in 2011 in the Junior Iditarod Willow 100 and Junior Testamina, so I definitely know him, and we're friends. So
He's going to be one heck of a musher. I think he's going to give you a run for your money out there.
Yeah, probably. We did run, when I ran in the Junior Testamina in 2011, I finished right behind him. We were only about 2-3 seconds. He was only about, probably 5 seconds ahead of me. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you came back from Montana to Alaska, did you guys have to drive back up? Did you fly back up? How did you get here so quickly to do the Junior Iditarod just a week or two later?
The dogs were driven back, and then I flew back home to Alaska here.
So you didn't have to take that arduous trip through the Alcan in the middle of winter with a whole bunch of dogs and in freezing temperatures just to make it back for another race?
No, I would have, if I hadn't had school, I would have helped out and driven, but...
So let's talk a little bit about that. Aaliyah Robinson is our guest tonight. She is the winner of this year's Race to the Sky, came in fifth place in the Junior Iditarod, and has been racing and mushing since the age of 3. She's 17 years old right now, so she knows her way around a dog sled and a dog team for sure. Let's talk a little bit about school. When my kids were little, I have teenagers your age now, an 18-year-old and a 15-year-old, we stepped away from mushing for quite a while because things were so difficult with school, taking the kids out of school, you know, on a Thursday or a Friday, then not being able to come back till Tuesday or so. Are you in traditional school? Are you doing homeschool, online? What are you doing?
I am actually currently, I'm a senior in high school right now, and I'm doing a early honors program at Alaska Pacific University, so I'm taking college courses and getting high school and college credit for it.
Very cool. So you definitely have a busy schedule as well, not including mushing.
Yeah, I do.
So let's talk a little bit about that. As a senior in high school, 17-year-old young lady, when do you have time for a social life outside of mushing?
I don't really have time for a social life.
You know, my daughter was on a radio program with us this past Saturday, and she said the same thing. Her entire social life right now revolves around the dogs, at least in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's basically what I am also, same situation for me.
So is that a bad thing? Did you learn a pretty good work ethic pretty early on, things that are helping you out in your studies and that sort of thing? Or is it just one of those things of, oh, man, I got to get up and feed the dogs again?
No, I don't think it's a bad thing. I really enjoy it, so I just make time for other stuff when I...
So, you know, a lot of folks that are listening don't know much about Eagle River. Eagle River is a very condensed community. It's kind of a suburb of Anchorage, very tight type community, not a whole lot of open spaces, so to speak. Where do you guys live? Do you guys have a lot of space, a lot of acreage, or do you have neighbors right across the street?
We live up off of Skyline, so we live on the side of a mountain, and we have 10 acres, so we have a decent amount compared to other people who live in Eagle River. So we have definitely a nice amount of space for all the animals.
What about training and trail conditions? Is it somewhere you can run out of the backyard, or do you have to drive?
Unfortunately, there isn't. We're trying, hopefully going to make a trail. Since we back up right to the park, one of the state parks, we're hopefully going to make a trail soon that goes up the valley. But we usually go to the Chugiak Dog Trails, which is about 15 minutes away from my house.
So on your training runs as a sprint musher and now as a distance musher, how do you start the season saying, okay, we're going to run sprint races this year, and you know I'll run sprint rushing and my brother will run distance or vice versa? What do you do starting in September, October when you know four-wheeler time comes around? Do you guys sit down and plan out your races, or do you just train the dogs all the same and then sign up for races as they come?
When I was training for the distance races, I started a lot earlier than I would for sprint mushing. And my brother and I decided that I'd train all the dogs for distance mushing, but we'd also run them in sprint, and they wouldn't be as competitive as usual. But
so for mushing fans out there who may not know the difference in terms of training long distance versus sprint, what is the difference in terms of a daily routine? Obviously, with long distance, you're going out there and doing miles and possibly camping trips and that sort of thing. But how do you handle that in terms of time on the sled and that sort of stuff?
For sprint mushing, you take more care of the dogs and feed them more than you are on the sled, and get ready to run more than you are on the sled. And then 'cause the runs I usually try to get up to 10 miles to get them ready for the races we compete in sprint mushing. And then for distance, you go out there and run 5, 6, 7 hours. So
are you saying that your brother has a little bit easier than?
What was that?
Are you saying your brother has a little bit easier time than in training?
Yes.
So are you guys going to, obviously you'll be running in adult classes next year. Are you guys thinking about switching back and forth again where he may run some distance races, or what's the plan for the future?
He likes the sprint mushing, so he's going to stick to that. And then I'm off to college next year, so I won't be doing too much mushing until I get back winter break. But once I get out of college, I'll definitely be back in Alaska and training dogs again, and probably mainly doing distance mushing. So
where are you heading off to school?
I'm not sure yet. I've applied to a couple colleges, and I've heard back from most of them, but I haven't decided yet.
In a particular area of study that you're thinking about?
I'm thinking nurse practitioner, nursing, that area.
So Aaliyah Robinson is our guest tonight. Aaliyah, what is a couple of things that you could tell folks, junior mushers in particular, about, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. You've been on the back of a dog sled for longer than a lot of adult mushers who are doing Iditarod and things. You know, they often just have 4, 5, 6 years under their belt, and then they start to train for Iditarod. But you've been doing it for 14 years. What kind of advice can you not only give the youngsters that are starting this sport, but also people that are just getting involved maybe as adults? Maybe they don't have Iditarod dreams, but they want to run a mid-distance race, like maybe Race to the Sky or Bear Grease or something like that. What kind of advice can you give those guys?
Know that it takes a lot of dedication and time, and be ready for that. And definitely have another musher who has been running for a long time that you can talk to with about training and feeding and all that good stuff. And yeah.
Well, you know, when you have a mentor like Jesse Royer, I'm sure you guys spent a lot of time swapping stories, telling advice, you know, she telling you advice and that sort of things. What sort of things has she told you over the years that have stuck with you?
She's taught me a lot of different things. She's basically taught me everything I know about mushing. So, but I'm not sure. I don't know. She just taught me so much.
Is there anything that sticks out over all of these years that you just think about all the time, whether it be about dog care or care for yourself or, you know, how to run a race or how to do this or that? Is there one thing that sticks in your mind that you remember all the time?
Probably have fun, make sure the dogs are having fun, and just go out there and run a good race and have good training runs. And
you know, that is important, that you are having fun. You know, you often see a lot of mushers, they get out there and they get so stressed out, so tensed up, you know, right before a race, and then it falls apart for them because they aren't having fun. It's just, you know, they're so amped up, ready to get with the race, and then all of a sudden things just start happening. Is that good advice as well?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So we mentioned off air that you were about done for the year. You know, things are winding down now. Iditarod starts here in the coming days, and then mushing, at least up here in Alaska, a couple of more mid-distance races in the works. But other than that, mushing is winding down. And you mentioned you're heading off to college. Are you going to miss it? You've been involved with this for so long.
Yes, I'm going to miss it a lot. It's been a huge part of my life, so I know I'll definitely be missing it and wishing I was home during the winter months.
Well, you're taking the next step. You said that you're heading off to college, possibly to do work as a nurse practitioner, and you said that you may come back to Alaska. Are you going to come back up to Alaska, get a job as a nurse, and then possibly a dog team of your own?
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm hoping, so we'll see.
So I have one final question for you in relation to the Race to the Sky. I assume you had to get special permission to run that race since you aren't 18 years old. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Does that race at all count for, if you were to want to do Iditarod in a year or two, does that race count for you because you're running it as a junior or no? Or do you know?
Yes, it was an Iditarod qualifier. So if I wanted to run Iditarod in the next 2 years, I have one qualifier under my belt. So.
And that's a heck of a qualifier. You have to have those 300s, those 350 milers under your belt before you can even think about Iditarod, and you've accomplished that goal, and I'm sure your parents and Jesse, they're so proud of you for doing so well.
Yeah, one of the really cool things about running in Race to the Sky was that Jesse had run when she was 17 also, and she got special permission, and she won the race.
Wow, very cool. You know what, Leah, we got to run. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll keep in touch and, you know, send us emails or whatever if anything important happens for you or your brother, and we'll definitely have you guys back on the show. I don't mean important, but you know what I'm saying. If something happens, give us a call, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Leah Robinson is our guest. She is the winner of the Race to the Sky this year. We'll talk to you guys next time. Goodbye.